Just quick, we're going to go over something I'm sure y'all have heard over and over. But I was watching the football game, of course. I love football. Monday night, and the player that just fell backwards and had to have CPR, and I mean, all his player friends, his ones that he plays with were crying. The other team was crying because they're out there on the field ministering CPR to this 24-year-old. They took him to the hospital. They had to resuscitate him another time. And it just, I mean, the good thing is he's getting well, but the good thing is everybody is praying for this dude. Everybody. I mean, there's signs, there's people, there's road signs. Everybody's praying for this guy. And I was so blessed to see how many people believe in prayer. I mean, it's just awesome. They have shirts that say pray for DeMar, number 3 on them. I mean, it is so cool that there's so many Christians in the world. And he is doing a lot better. But I mean, God is just, man, he's done a work. And it's just so cool to see how people really care about each other. And the one thing that he said, what you need to do is tell people you love them, because you never know what's going to happen. We have no guarantees for tomorrow, so I want to tell Dawn and Brenda, I love you. Deborah and April, I love you. Jim and Kathy, I love you. Kenneth and Kimmy, I love you. And I especially love you, Pastor, because you've got a lot of you. I love you and Linda. It's important to do that. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about sanctification. Now, you know, you get, you get saved, you receive the Holy Spirit, you change. I mean, there's a great change because you love God and you want to do good for God, and God's in you and you have fire. I'm going to do everything that he wants me to do. Well, the being sanctified means that you are set apart from the world, that you are with God now. And during this process, during your journey, I should say, sanctification comes in because you are set apart from others. You're not in the world now, okay? You're letting the Holy Spirit help you to be more Jesus-like every day. Now, I think that we get stagnant sometimes. I really do. I think we just, you know God's with you. You know things are good, or even when things are bad, we just, thank you, love. You just kind of sit there. Or maybe you feel like God's not working. I don't know. But sanctification has to come. That's purifying, and it's taking away any unbelief that you might have. It's getting to the point to where you can handle situations because you know God has the answer. It's purifying your life. It's letting the Holy Spirit guide you. Now, we can grieve the Holy Spirit, and by that, the Holy Spirit talks to us all the time. He's there to comfort. He's there to help us. And when he does things and we don't adhere to it, it grieves. The Holy Spirit grieves. So what needs to happen is that if you are in a place where you've been saved for quite a while and you're still at the same place in your Christian walk with God that you were, that you have not produced fruit, something's got to change. Because when I sin, it affects y'all. Okay? It affects, because we're the body of Christ. Our sin affects each other, okay? If you are a Christian, and I've used this example over and over, just the rise of Disney World, the little cars on the rail, and little kids get in them, beep, 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 and they just turn that wheel, and it goes left and right, and left, but it never gets off the track. That's how our life is. We want to go over to the left, and ooh, I'm going to do this. It may not please God, but I'm going to go ahead and do this. And we go to the right, and it may be entirely different. There has to be balance in our spiritual life. And you have to grow and show fruit. I honestly, if we, Kimmy and I, or Scott, Kimmy, whoever, if we're out, we're asking the Holy Spirit, is there somebody we need to talk to? Is there something we need to do? We all need to listen to the Holy Spirit. He convicts us of our righteousness because you are righteous. You are white as snow. Why? Because Jesus died for our sin. And when God looks down upon us, he sees his son's blood that we are covered. Jesus gave us eternal life. Through the process of the sanctification, like I said, if you're not where God wants you to be, just like this young football player, I know it's about football, but there's a lot of Christians out there. It brought a lot of things to the world. Every time you looked at the news, it was on there. People crying, people praying. If you are not where God wants you, let him show you and change the things in your life. There are things that we do that is not pleasing to God. But sometimes we just, it'll be okay. And I think like Kimmy said one time, she said, just pretend like Jesus is sitting next to you. Would he want you to do this? Would he want you to do that? We are here to disciple others, to bring them to the Lord, to let them not go to hell, okay? Teach them, talk to them. Whatever you need to do, we need to do it. Also, the Holy Spirit will convict you of your sin. How do you know that? You feel bad in your heart. You feel sad, or you feel like empty, or you feel like you disappointed God. The Holy Spirit will tell you that. You say, well, I don't think that I hear the Holy Spirit. You need to get by yourself. And you need to praise God, and you need the Father to show you how the Holy Spirit can work in your life. The main thing is, in your Christian walk, like I've been, saved 35, 36 years, I can definitely see a difference. But am I anywhere that I need to be? No, I'm not, because I still have unbelief. And you can't do that. God has shown miracle after miracle in my life. Miracles all the time. And you're such on a high, you just, oh, God is good. Yeah, it's great. And the next week, the bottom falls out. And I go, oh, no. What did I do? God's man. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's ridiculous. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I don't need to do that. I'm being sanctified through the process of my lessons. I've been sanctified because Jesus died on the cross for me. I've been sanctified because I'm doing what God wants me to do. Doesn't it make you feel good when you do something that you know God wants you to do? Yeah. He blesses your soul. It's better than having a new Cadillac. I mean, it just feels so good when you've done something that God wanted you to do. So during your lessons, during your trials, during your up and downs, give it to God. Do not have unbelief. Know that the Holy Spirit is with you. He is your comforter, but he will convict you of your sin. And if you're not where you're supposed to be, you need to check it out. Okay? I personally, and I don't even want to go into this, I shouldn't even say it. I personally think there are different... How should I say it? Places in heaven. I think there... What is it called, Pastor? What am I trying to say? I think there's different levels in heaven. I mean, you can't put me, with Billy Graham. I mean, he did so much. I don't know. I might be in the stables, and he may be doing something else, and that's fine. What else you can do, if you're having trouble and things are going awry, you get olive oil or any kind of oil, perfume, whatever it is, and you put it on your doors and you say, in Jesus' name, I anoint this house, and you do your address. And you go to another bedroom and you anoint that door and you anoint all of them. And you ask the angels to come through your house and take everything out that's negative, that's nasty, that's anger, that's unbelief, whatever it is. We have tools. We have been Christians a long time. We should be able to handle situations. I personally know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. But I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to take me through where I need to go. And once we do that, and once we start discipling, and once we start our journey together, people will come in. Now, is it real important to have a full church? No. No, it's not. Would it be nice to have a full church? Well, certainly. But we've got to do what God wants us to do. And He has talked to me all week about this. I think I've told God I'm sorry so many times. Please forgive me for that. Things He's brought up that I've said to people from years ago. Oh God, I shouldn't have done that. I'm so sorry. And that's what we got to do. You've got to be intimate with God. You've got to pray. You've got to open your soul and your heart. And you've got to listen to Him and do what He wants you to do. He wants you to disciple. But if we're Christians and we're out at Walmart and somebody runs the basket into the back of your ankle and you turn around and say ugly things to them. You know, when we get angry, lots of times we say things we don't mean. And eventually that anger goes away, but those words have been spoken.
They hurt.
And it hurts. So remember, just take a deep breath. If you're angry, just try not to say anything. I mean, I don't want people to have scars because of my ugliness. I try not to be ugly, but I know I am sometimes. I don't want to be. I want to be a blessing to my family. I want to be a blessing. I want to Kimmy to, when she gets my age, that she has got it all together. That she is healed and that she's disciplined and she can take this church over if she wanted to. You know what I mean? She's mine and I want the best for her. Well, the best is loving God, is having intimacy with God, is letting God take your life over.
Priscilla, if I may share something. Yesterday, April and I went out with a bunch of friends to Rockfish in Richardson, and the driver that was taking us over there turned too soon and was going to let us off in the parking lot at Preston Wood Village Shopping Center.
Oh my.
Out in, just in the middle of the parking lot. And he said, oh, my GPS is telling me that we're at the restaurant. And I said, no, we're not at the restaurant, because I know the turns, uh-huh. You know, when the vehicle turns, I know, you know, by time and distance, I know, you know, when they make the certain turns.
Right.
I remember it because I've been there so many times. He was being a patoot,
yeah.
And I finally told him, I said, you know, just let us out at Whole Foods, and also, you know, I set up another ride for us to get from Whole Foods to Rockfish, because this guy, that little voice in my head said, get out of the vehicle, go, get right. Out.
Get out right now, don't
say anymore.
Don't say anymore, get out of the vehicle, go in. The shop, the Whole Foods, where we were safe, mm-hmm. And where she was booking the ride, and there was somebody out there that was waiting for us, mm-hmm. Waiting, you know, so that we can get in the vehicle. We made their stay, and we did, in fact, follow through, and we did call the Uber support.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is, don't hold him to the charge. Forgive him, because he know not what they do.
Mm.
He just, you know, it's just that, you know, when someone is very ugly to you, mm. And thinks that you are, that someone is trying, that he is trying to bribe, that we are trying to bribe us,
uh-huh.
Just let it go. Oh, yeah, I let it go. And, I said, Father God, maybe he just doesn't know. But don't ever hold someone to the charge when they're angry. Or they don't know the right way to go about.
Well, something was going on that both of y'all felt like you needed to get out of the car. So.
Yeah, we got out of the car.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. And you can get those vibes, that feeling like, oh, I shouldn't be here. I need to back out, or don't go up here, don't talk to whatever, you know. And I totally think that's the Lord using the Holy Spirit for protection for us. So y'all did the right thing. I'm sorry that happened to you. Oh, is rockfish good after all?
Yes.
Oh, it was very good.
There you go. Blessed. This may sound silly, but I've got to say it. Kenneth, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. If something goes wrong at the house, you come over and you do it. It's usually plumbing. We've got a lot of that going on. And most of all, because you make my baby happy. And I appreciate that you do that, and that you build her up. And she knows her worth because of God, but that you're always there to help her. And I appreciate that. I may not say it enough, but I do love you, and I appreciate that. If my daughter's happy, I'm happy. If my daughter's not happy, I'm not happy.
That's what makes me happy, too.
Yeah.
We're all
happy. If your daughter's not happy, nobody will find you.
We have Mexican friends. Okay, no, I'm kidding. No. I know you. He does a lot of things. He does a lot of work for a lot of people. You know, we all need to stop and say, hey, I appreciate you. And I, oh gosh, here we go. See, Holy Spirit's talking to me. Pastor, I just want you to know that I appreciate everything you do for this church, and what Linda does, and the Braille every week, and the printout that I didn't get today. I'm so sad. Anyway, I want to thank you that you are 24/7 taking care of your wife, you're working full time, and taking care of everything else. We appreciate you. That's a lot. It's not a lot of, it's a lot of physical things. It's a lot of, it's got to be emotional, you know. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate everything you and Linda do. Y'all are at the top of the list. So I'm glad that we have a pastor that we can talk to, and I appreciate you. So that's all that I have to say with that. I mean, Holy Spirit's going, okay, hush. I'm, okay. I mean, I can hear things in my head, like, okay, we're done. Okay, I want to tell y'all to have a good week, and I would challenge each and every one of you to ask the Holy Spirit before you're going somewhere or talking on the phone. Ask the Holy Spirit if he wants to use you. It's a wonderful feeling to be blessed. So,
I was praying. The whole time we were in the car, I was saying a silent prayer. I was like, Lord, let us get through this.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that was scary. I'm sorry. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can share and be open and just to love you. Thank you that you're always with us. And I pray that as our church goes through trials and lessons, that we are strong because we're powerful in the Lord. Father, help us not to falter or to think that you don't like us, or that we've done something wrong to deserve this, or I just don't feel like God's around at all. Father, help us during this process of sanctification, that you could make us pure and Jesus-like. It's the day that I die, Father. I want to be so Jesus-like that people are afraid to be around me because they just see the power and the light on me. God bless each and every person here today. Thank you for their commitments. For every Sunday, I ask a special blessing on them. Thank you, God, that you love this church. Thank you that we have a legacy. Thank you that I can count on you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.